My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast, episode 163. This is a Hatha Flow practice and meditation that focuses on the fundamentals of breathing. So this is good for beginners or anybody who wants to focus on the fundamental foundational skills of yoga, and it's good for all levels as well. So there's always multiple options in all of my classes for all levels of experience. If you know a beginner, or if you are a beginner, you can check out the beginner series at the link in the show notes or at quietmind.yoga/beginners, or you can check out the yoga membership. This class is actually one of the classes from the membership, so you can actually watch the video as well if you prefer to have the visuals. That's at quietmind.yoga. The membership is open for enrollment right now, and you can check that out in the show notes as well. And the other big thing this week is that I've changed my Instagram name. So it's just quietmind.yoga is my Instagram name now. And that'll be focused much more just on yoga things. And I've created a separate one for my astrology work at Quiet Mind Astrology. So you can follow those two separate Instagram pages for updates and insights about yoga specifically now on the yoga Instagram page. So it'll be all focused on yoga related tips and insights and perspectives. And I just posted a little series of photos based on how to go into low lunge pose, one of the poses we do the most, and some little tips and pointers of how it works and what anatomical things we're doing and what cues help you get into those shapes. So I'll be sharing more stuff like that on my Instagram. You can follow me there, and the link in the show notes for that as well. And if you have any questions, comments, feedback, I always love to hear where you're practicing from, where in the world you are, anything that you've gotten from these classes. It means a lot to me, helps me know what's resonating and what to focus on creating more of. So you can always message me there on Instagram at quietmind.yoga now is the new Instagram page. So we're going to jump right into practice sitting. So find a comfortable seated posture and we'll get right into our class today. Find a comfortable seated posture, a little length in your spine, shoulders relaxed. So start to notice your breath here. And today I want to share just a really simple approach to our practice that I mentioned. If you get the email I sent out last night, it's just one of my favorite quotes from Thich Nhat Hanh, a Vietnamese monk. And it's just to simply notice that when you're breathing in, you notice you're breathing in. And when you breathe out, notice you're breathing out. So you can mentally think, breathing in, I notice I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I notice I'm breathing out. It's one of those things that's just so simple. It's like, yeah, of course I'm breathing in, but it's just interesting to notice where our mind can attach story or meaning or feelings or any sort of attachments to just simply breathing, or maybe in a relationship, it's where it's most noticeable, at least for me, for a lot of people. Maybe you think, like, I feel angry or sad or hurt because this person did this thing, and because of this story that I have, and because of what's happening. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are very real and valid concerns, and they're out of our control. So when we come back to just noticing what's happening in the present moment, without any story, without any justification, I'm just noticing, breathing in, I'm breathing in, and breathing out, I notice I'm breathing out. And as you carry that into your week, if you notice you feel reactive, triggered, angry, afraid, you can just be with that feeling. Just like you are with your breath here today and with the postures in your body today, you can just be with whatever is there without a story, without justification, without reacting to other people and sort of losing your center. So staying in your center today in this practice and staying connected to what's happening in the present moment. Very simple, basic practice, but always essential to come back to these fundamental things. So if you have a personal intention for your practice, you could bring that to mind. But let's all just bring the hands together to the heart, to bow the mind to the heart and to each other in this time together to practice today. And we'll come over to a child's pose with knees apart, hips towards the heels, forehead towards the ground. And we'll have a little bit of time in each of the poses today to just practice. Notice your breathing in, notice your breathing out. You might find some areas that are tense or not as open, or some areas that are very open, but no judgment, no labels, no story, just noticing whatever is there. Let's come up to hands and knees and start to make any movements that you like here in the spine, shoulders, moving fluidly like a wave throughout your whole body. You could hold in different areas. You could just keep moving around. Then we'll come to a neutral spine. To round your back when you exhale, cat pose. Extend your spine when you inhale, cow pose. When you exhale, notice you're exhaling. And when you inhale, notice you're inhaling. And then back to a neutral spine. To walk your arms forward, extending your spine into Anahatasana, heart chakra pose. Hips stay over the knees. And we'll do a bit with the shoulders today, like Jane requested. Right here, your shoulders are what's considered shoulder flexion when the arms come up like this. And the shoulders have quite a bit of movements they can make, so we'll go through all of those today to free up tension in the shoulders. And walk your arms now to your left into a side bend. Breathing in, notice you're breathing to the right ribs. And walk your arms to your right into a side bend. Breathing into the left ribs. Now we'll come back to the center, thread your right arm underneath, right shoulder down into a twist. Breathing into your right shoulder blade, upper back. And then we'll go over to the other side, thread your left arm underneath, left shoulder down. Breathing into the left shoulder. And back to a neutral spine. To tuck your toes and ease into down dog, you can bend one knee at a time. And lower back down to your knees with your toes tucked. Sit back onto your heels and start to sit up here. If this is too much, you can always lean forward. But if you're okay here, interlace your hands behind your back and reach your arms straight back. So this is considered shoulder extension, the opposite of the other shoulder movement we did. And sometimes, you know, this can be a really tough movement for some people where your arms don't quite move. But if you can, you're moving your arms away from your back, lifting your heart, shoulder blades down and together. And if it is a challenging movement, this is a good place to work on and build some mobility and movement there over time. And then slowly release the hands down and come onto the tops of your feet now, sitting back onto the heels, stretching into the front of the shins and ankles by leaning back, lifting your knees, just like we did last week with the ankles. A little bit of movement here. You could lift one knee a little higher to get more into that side. And then the other knee now a little higher. And both knees lifting. Now a little bit of balance here. Hands either at the heart or interlace your fingers. Press your arms straight up overhead. Lifting your heart again to the shoulder flexion. And slowly let all that go back down. Downward facing dog. And bend your left knee and hold that in this down dog. Press your right heel down. Getting into your calves. Maybe hamstrings on the right leg here. And switch. Right knee bends. Left heel presses down. Breathing in. You notice the left ankle, calf, left leg. And both heels pressing down. Bend your left knee. Turn your right toes out to the right to lean into your right hip a little bit. So you're getting into the outer hip here. Moving up the leg. And switch to the other side. Right knee bends. Left toes turn out. Press into your outer left hip. And back down to hands and knees to step your right foot forward into a low lunge. And we'll move with the breath a few times here. So you inhale forward into the lunge and exhale back to half splits. A few times with your breath, no rush. Next time you come forward into the lunge, listen to your body, either more grounding, deeper stretch down to lizard pose, or more energizing, more active into the low lunge, the low crescent lunge. And a couple of breaths here. Now we'll all come into the half splits again, straightening the right leg. And you can stay up more tall if this is limiting, there's some tension there, or fold more over the leg if you've got a little more room to work with. You can also bend your knee if you want. And from here, we'll bend into the right knee again. Keep your left hand down, but out to your left. And open your right arm up towards the ceiling. And you could stay here or bend your back knee, grab your foot into a quad stretch. If you can't grab the foot, still bend the knee in that direction if you want. And we'll slowly let that go and pivot into Skandasana. So you turn your toes to your left, right knee's bending in a half squat, left toes turn up towards the ceiling. Now your right heel lifting is a lot easier here, but right heel can also be down if you're more flexible in your ankle. Nice. So we'll do something with the shoulder here that's a little challenging. So your right arm reaches forward and turn your palm away from your body. Now it's internally rotating. That's what it's called. And wrap your arm around your leg. So maybe your back of your hand gets to your thigh or your tail. And if you're more open here, your left arm can wrap around your back and bind the hands here. If that just sounds crazy, that's fine. Don't worry about it. You can skip that part. Looks good, Susan. Okay, and we'll slowly let that go and come into Skandasana on the other side, that half squat, turn the right toes up. Nice. And then here, so again, left heel lifting is a lot easier if you want to do that version. You can reach your left arm forward, internal rotation. You turn your thumb down and then wrap your arm around your back, any amount. So this is a challenging bind, right? If you want to go for the full bind, you wrap your right arm around, grab your hands, clasp your hands. And then we'll slowly let that go into a wide-legged forward fold. And you can just sort of bend one knee side to side, easing into the inner legs. And we'll turn towards the front of the mat, down to the stomach, to bring your hands off your mat and tented fingers, like spider legs. As you inhale, lift your heart up. And exhale, turn to your left and dip your right shoulder down. So continue with this movement, inhaling center, exhaling to the other side. So this is also internal rotation in the shoulder, which is something we don't want to do too much of in general, but we do want to have that ability to move without too much restriction in that direction. And then we'll come back to the center. And you can keep your hands in those tented fingers, lifting your heart, or float your hands off the ground and shoulder blades together and down. It's building some strength in the upper back and the shoulders. If you want to add on here, lift your feet, slightly bend your knees, hold and breathe there. And then we'll release back to down dog, easing into down dog. Step your left foot forward, right knee down. Inhale forward into the lunge and exhale back to half splits. A few times with your breath. Breathing in, notice you're breathing in. Breathing out, notice you're breathing out. No story, no labels, no judgment. And then the next time you come into the lunge, you could stay there. More of an emphasis on flexibility and grounding if you come down, or more energizing and activating if you come up. Do what feels right for your body right now. And then we'll all transition to half splits, straightening left leg any amount. Again, your knee could bend. And forward to the lunge for that twisting version. Right hand off your mat. Left arm opens up. Stay there or bend the back knee. Maybe grab the foot. Don't move too fast there. You might get a cramp in your hamstrings, so no rush. And we'll slowly release back to the wide-legged forward fold. Again, turn out to your right. All 10 toes point the same general direction. And you can just sort of move side to side again if you want, or stay still. Still easing into the connective tissue, the fascia in the body. From here, we'll all come into that center wide-legged forward fold position. And if you're okay with your legs being more relatively straight, you can interlace your hands behind your back, arms come overhead into a deeper version of that shoulder extension we did earlier. that's uncomfortable though, or too much, you can always just go back to hands on the floor. Nice. And we'll let that go with the arms and turn towards the front of the mat and step up to forward fold. With a little bend in your knees, you can shift side to side. You could stay still, whatever feels right for you. And we'll give a bend to the knees to roll up the spine, one vertebrae at a time to stand. As you inhale, reach your arms up overhead. And exhale, hands to heart. Pausing here in mountain pose, breathing in, notice you're breathing in. Breathing out, notice you're breathing out. Just simple presence, no story, no judgment. We'll start to move with the breath now continuously, and the breath is primary here, so if it becomes hard to breathe anywhere along the way, just go at your own pace. Inhale, reach your arms up. Exhale to fold all the way down. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, plank pose. Hold as you inhale. Exhale, chaturanga or belly. Inhale, cobra or up dog. And exhale, down dog. Hold and breathe there for a moment. So you always have options. You can always do the chaturanga up dog, down dog. You could always do the belly locust down dog if you want to strengthen your back more. From down dog, lift your right leg back. Inhale. Exhale, step forward into a high lunge. Arms float up as you inhale. And exhale, float your hands down. Chaturanga or belly on the exhale. Cobra or up dog on the inhale. And back to down dog. Hold and breathe here for a moment. Next, inhale, left leg back. Exhale, forward, high lunge. Inhale, float your arms up. Exhale, float your hands down. Step forward, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, reach all the way up. Arms overhead. Exhale, hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, forward fold all the way down. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, right to plank to chaturanga or belly. Inhale to cobra or up dog. And exhale, down dog. Inhale, right leg back. Open your hip this time with a bend in your knee. And exhale, step all the way forward to warrior two. Back heel down, arms extend out. Inhale here with your palms reaching up and back. And exhale, float all the way down, vinyasa, or right to down dog. You could float your right leg if you want. Next, inhale and down dog, left leg back, open your hip with the bend in your knee. And exhale all the way up to warrior two, back heel down. Inhale, palms up, reach back. Exhale, float your hands down, vinyasa, or right to down dog. You could float your left leg here if you want. Pausing in down dog, notice you're breathing in. Notice you're breathing out. Now we'll step or hop to the front of the mat, forward fold. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, reach all the way up, arms overhead. And exhale, hands to heart. Inhale to reach your arms up. Exhale to chair pose. We'll hold and breathe here for a moment. Arms can be like a Y or hands at your heart. Next, exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, right to plank pose, hold in plank. Right hand a little forward from center, side plank. Either stack your feet or lower your right knee. You could also raise your left leg if you want more challenge. And then back down to plank to the other side. And back down to your stomach for locust pose. Reach your arms back like a V, palms face down, heart lifts, shoulder blades together and down. Even slightly turn your thumbs up towards the ceiling. This is external rotation in the arms, which is generally more ideal. It might even feel kind of relieving for you if you work at a desk a lot. Now we'll lower all the way down back to downward facing dog. Holding in down dog. And with your hands planted, turn your inner elbow creases slightly forward so you feel that external rotation in your arms and down dog even, which again might feel a little relieving on your shoulders. Reach your right leg back, inhale. Exhale, step forward into a lunge. Float your arms back like locust pose. Lift your heart to warrior three. Coming forward to lift your back leg. Find a spot to focus your eyes. Strong back, just like you had it in locust. Very nice, Jane. And then back down to the lunge for warrior two. Arms out. And right hand to your right hip. Left hand to the left corner of your mat. I think I've got you guys on the right side. Is that right? That's it. Left hand on left hip, right hand to the right corner for half moon pose. My mistake. Half moon pose here, lifting your back leg to parallel to the floor. And then with control, slowly float back down to warrior two. And palms up, reverse warrior, reach back. And float your hands down, vinyasa, or right to down dog. And now we'll reach the left leg back, inhale. Exhale, forward lunge. Float your arms back like locust. Lift your heart, lean forward, warrior three. Find a spot to focus your eyes. Very good, Ron. Maybe lift your chest a little more. Nice, nice. And back down to the lunge. Warrior two. And half moon pose on this side. Lifting your back leg to parallel to the floor. Very nice. Back to warrior two. And float your hands down to plank pose. One more time in plank. With your right hand a little forward from center for side plank. And bring your left foot to the floor behind you into a back bend. Planting your foot, lifting your hips, lifting your heart. Nice. And back down to plank for the other side, side plank. And again, now right foot to the floor behind you, back bend. You can sort of push down into your foot to lift up through your hips and spine. Very nice. Back down to plank. All right, all the way down to your belly now for either locust or bow pose. You could bend your knees, grab your feet here. Very nice. And if you got your feet, press your hips down. Everything else lifts up. You could even sort of push your feet back and pull with your hands to strengthen the spine and open the front of the body. And then we'll slowly release down to your belly, stay there, or child's pose, or down dog. Down dog would be the most active if you want that right now. Wherever is comfortable for you, hold and breathe there. Yep, child's pose is good, whatever you want here. Just again, when you breathe in, notice the breathing in. It's real simple, basic stuff. And then we'll all make our way up to the front of the mat to a forward fold. Again, to a chair pose, going from very still and rested to very active again, able to switch as needed, holding in chair pose for a moment here. And then just rise back up to stand, inhale and reach your arms up. And exhale, hands to your heart. Pausing in mountain pose, hands at your heart, reconnecting with your center, your intention for your practice. From here, bring your hands to your waist and step your left foot back into a lunge. Interlace your hands behind your back and reach your arms back any amount, lifting your heart. So again, the shoulder extension, it's one of the movements of the shoulder. And then to shoulder flexion. So you sweep your arms up like a Y. Your arms come up overhead, holding there. And shoulder flexion. And the common issue here when you bring your arms up is that your traps might start to become more active than they need to. So unshrug your shoulders and bring your shoulder blades slightly together and down. Warrior two, back heel down. Arms out like a T. So this is considered shoulder abduction, where the easy way to remember that is like being abducted by aliens. You're being pulled away from the ground. That's kind of what your arms are doing. But your shoulders can also adduct when they come back down to your sides. But we don't really do that too much. But here, the abduction is what strengthens your deltoids here. Move your shoulder blades slightly together and down on your back. So again, they're not shrugging up here and not rounding. And now we'll come into side angle pose, right forearm to your thigh. And just make circles and movements of your shoulder. In all directions. So there's this, the shoulder joint is meant to be very mobile so we can reach and grab things. And we've got to move the fluid in the joint to help it function at its best. And now wrap your left arm around your back. That's the internal rotation again. And you could stay right there or go into a bind where both arms are internally rotating to clasp your hands. If you have really tight upper back and shoulders, this movement will be very challenging. So that's where using therapy balls on your shoulders can be really helpful. And then we'll slowly let this go back to down dog or vinyasa to get to down dog. Very nice, everybody. Step your left foot forward into a lunge. And here we'll rise up to high crescent lunge, but have your arms reach back. Interlace your hands with a non-dominant grip. And reach your arms back any amount, lifting your heart. You can even, if you have the mind-muscle connection to your triceps, contract your triceps to lift your heart. And straighten the arms. Nice. And now into shoulder flexion. The arms come up overhead. A good sort of trick with that is forward. So flexion means forward. So you move your arms forward and up. And that gets you into the Y shape with your arms. And again, you want to watch your upper traps here, not reaching up, not shrugging your shoulders, just relaxed. Into warrior two, back heel down, arms extend out. So your shoulders might be a little sore from working out sort of here today, this sort of holding these postures longer, building more awareness in that area is good. And then to side angle pose, forearm to thigh, and make circles and movements of your right shoulder in all directions. Now wrap your right arm around your back, palm faces away. Stay there or bind left shoulder inside your knee is the trick to get to the hands clasping. And we'll release the hands down back to plank pose. Hold and plank. And then we'll do this movement of protraction and retraction where your shoulder blades move together and apart. And you can do this from plank pose or it's a bit easier on your knees. So either way, shoulder blades move apart, rounding your back, and shoulder blades move together, letting your chest kind of sink down. So a few times, protraction and retraction. It's not a push-up because your elbows stay straight. But if that's too much, you can always bend your knees and do it that way. Just bringing awareness to this other movement of the shoulders, protraction and retraction. And then we'll come all the way down to the stomach. And shoulders retract, lift your heart. And here again, you can come into any of the versions we've done. If you want more challenge here, bring your arms forward like a Y without shrugging your shoulders and lift your legs into that version of locust, but you could also do anything else we've done, bow pose, any other variation from the belly. Couple breaths here. And then slowly lower down and reach your left arm straight out to your left. And here, make sure it's in line with your shoulder, so not reaching forward, not down, but out like a T. And roll onto your left side, right foot lands behind you. You could stay just like that, or wrap your right arm around your back. And we'll stay here a few breaths. Now slowly lower down to the other side. Right arm reaches out. Roll onto your right side, and left foot lands behind you. Again, you could wrap your left arm around your back if you want a little more here. And lower down to your stomach. And this one is usually the hardest version of the shoulder extension from your belly. So do what you can here, but maybe interlace your hands behind your back. Lift your heart, lift your arms, lift your legs. If not, just any amount in that direction is fine. And then we'll let that go. Back to child's pose or down dog. A few breaths there. Letting go of this effort in the shoulders. And from here, we'll all come into Malasana, low squat towards the back of the mat. So we're going to set up for a crow pose here. So hands about shoulder width apart. Make sure your fingers are spread, not too close, but a decent width. And hips lift to bring your knees to your triceps. And you can lean forward, maybe one heel in, maybe both. And hold and breathe there. Couple breaths in Bakasana. Shoulder strength. And slowly lower back down. All right. Not like that, Ron. Just kidding. All right. So we'll come into down dog and we'll do this movement here. It's almost like a one-legged crow. If you know Kundanyasana, setting up for that, you can go to Kundanyasana if you want. But from down dog, we'll bring the left leg up and back and then knee towards the tricep, bending your elbows like a push-up. And you might just do that movement a couple times. If you're okay there, you might hold, lean into your right elbow, and lift the back leg for Ekapada Kundanyasana. For otherwise, we'll just do a couple movements of bringing the knee towards the elbow, lifting up on the inhale, bring the knee in on the exhale. Then we'll do the other side, same thing, down dog. Right leg back, knee to right tricep, a couple times. If you know the arm balance, you could hold there. Last time. And back to down dog. And we'll step the right foot forward and turn out to the left into a wide-legged forward fold. And here you could do any of the arm variations you want. Sometimes it feels nice to reach your arms back or grab the legs. Or again, you could do the shoulder extension, hands interlaced. Any version that feels good for you. If you want to do an inversion here, you could do that as well. Good, Susan, use your core. Nice. And then we'll all start to bring the hands back under the shoulders and heel toe the feet in. Just a step or two, hands on your thighs, and move your shoulder to opposite knee, a little rotation in the upper back. Those muscles that, if you have a hard time with the internal rotation, this is the area to focus on releasing tension. Very common to have a lot of tension in this area, in the upper back. And back to the center for heel toe your feet in another step or two down to Malasana, a low squat. Heels can be down or heels lifted. Hands together at the heart. And then we'll lower all the way down to the tail, feet together, knees apart, in bound angle pose, long spine, and you can stay there or fold over your legs. And if there's some tension in your feet or calves, you could massage that out. So in this last 15 minutes of class here, I'm going to talk just enough to get us into the poses, but give you a lot of space to do that practice of just noticing your breathing in, notice sensation in the body, notice when you breathe out. No story, no judgment, just simple noticing the present moment. And if your mind does get caught up in the past or future or thoughts, that's okay. And just noticing that is practicing mindfulness when you come back to noticing the present moment, noticing you drifted away. Let's start to sit up here for Janu Sirsasana. Right leg extends, left foot to your thigh. Again, long spine to start and fold over your legs. And we'll transition to the other side. And we'll come back up. Both legs extend out to lean onto your hands and lift your heart. Extend your spine. Shoulder blades retract and depress, lifting your heart. Stay here or reverse plank. Point your toes, lift your hips. And slowly back down. Paschimottanasana, fold over both legs any amount. Knees can bend here as well. And we'll sit back up to bend your knees, feet on the floor. And let your knees move side to side. And let your knees land to your left for a deer pose. Right knee to your left foot. Turn your spine to your left, down to your hands or elbows. Maybe stack your hands, rest your head there. Hold and breathe in deer pose. And slowly sit back up. To the other side, same thing. Start to sit back up. So any version of pigeon pose, you could do the standard pigeon, hips square to the ground, or come down to your back. Or if you have any knee issues, put both legs to 90 degrees and lower your elbows past your front shin. Listen to your body, do what feels right for you here, and we'll hold and breathe in pigeon. And when you're ready, switch to the other side. Now slowly come up to just a comfortable seated posture when you're ready. So as we move the shoulders, they could go into extension, they could go into flexion, they could go into retraction and protraction, and also we'll do this movement here of elevation and depression. So just kind of shrugging the shoulders up, no rush, and you might sort of make circles here and then lowering the shoulders in both directions, elevation and depression of the shoulders. And you might even move your neck around a little here if that feels good. So this whole area is freeing up tension. And let your shoulders become more still and just make circles of your nose now, drawing a big O with your nose. And you can even let your jaw relax open and yawn. And move both directions, freeing up some tension in the neck. And we'll come back to neutral spine. One more shoulder thing here, reach your, I'm not gonna mirror you here, so your right arm reaches up, your left arm behind you, to move your hands any amount towards each other. And just notice if your back starts to round, then stop there. Just stay as far as you can, keep your spine long, your heart lifting, and maybe move your hands to touch, maybe even clasp. But if there's any pinching or pain in your shoulders, that's too far. I've never been able to touch my hands here, and I think I'm okay. I don't think I'm any less spiritual than somebody who can. So I think you'll be okay if you can't reach your hands. And then slowly switch to the other side. Same thing. Real gentle. If there's any pain, do less. Just inching in that direction. And avoiding rounding your back or tucking your chin here. Slowly let that go. Move the shoulders a little bit again, any way that feels good. And come into a neutral seated posture for a bit of meditation. So your hands could be down on your knees, grounding, palms up, more energizing, or hands in your lap, more centering. Imagine there's a magnet on the top of your head, pulling the spine up towards the ceiling, decompressing the spine. Or if you're outside, then magnet in the sky, pulling your head up to decompress your spine. For the next little bit here, just breathing in and notice you're breathing in. Notice the breathing out. Now you can stay in meditation for the last 2 minutes of practice if you want, or come down to your back for Shavasana, or any last movements you want to do before Shavasana. We'll have a few minutes here to just rest in stillness. And now when you're ready, we'll just transition eventually back to comfortable seated posture. Take your time. We'll have a moment to close our practice with the hands together at the heart, bowing the mind to the heart and to each other. Thank you all for practicing today. Namaste.